We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Memvav Amabez, and we are beginning on the beginning of the Tapra Amud Memvav Amabez. The Gemara is going to say, not a Peshat, why do we need Rav Yeshua Malevi to teach us that we pass in Rechem Menuri, and also teach us that we pass like the Mekel Be'eriv. The question was that once you know that we pass in like the Mekel Be'eriv, so you automatically know we pass in Lekula, like Rechem Menuri, regarding someone who is sleeping and is kind of shviza. So Gemara Amar Alf answered that you would think because since Rabbi Yechem Nuri is connected to Rabbim, maybe you don't go connected to Rabbim even Lekula. Kamash Lo, no, Mekel Be'eriv, even if it's a Yochah connected to Rabbim. Rav Papa has another Teretz. Rav Papa Amar Itzrich, Sak Daita Chamina Hane Mili Beruvi Chetzeres. You would think this whole din of called Mekel Be'eriv, that we always go Basa Kula Be'eriv, is only Be'eriv Chetzeres. Ha Be'eriv Techumim, but maybe Ruvay Tchumim is a little more chamer. It has maybe some kind of element of a deraisa. It's some shaychis to a deraisa. Maybe Ruvay Tchumim more machmer. Emeloi, you don't say call Mekel Be'eriv. Tzricha, and therefore you have to teach us that we pass King like a Be'echem and Nuri. That's what Papa wants to answer. Where do we see a chumra over a Ruvay Tchumim of a Ruvay Chetzeres? Where do we see a chumra? So Gemara said, we see in the Mishnah, the Tanan, Om Rav Yehuda, Medva Amurim Beruvei Tchumim. The halach is, you cannot make an Erev for someone without asking him. You can't make an Erev Tchumim for him without asking him. Aber Ruvei Chetzeres, you can make an Erev for your whole neighbor without asking them. Aber Ruvei Chetzeres, Ma'arvim Bein Das Bein Shalai Das. You could do it, Sayal Das, Shalai Das, Zachin La'odam Shalai Befana, Bein Chavim La'odam Shalai Befana. You could be Zeichah for someone as Chos, even without asking him. But you can't do something that's not good for him without asking him. And like Rashi explains, a Erev Chetzeres is only what to gain. All you're gaining is now I carry in the whole property. What do I lose by that? So therefore, it's Zachon Lom Shavu Fonov. Therefore, you can make an Erev for everyone in the complex without asking them permission. Mashaken Ruvei Tchumim, if you make an Erev Tchumim for me on that side in the east, I mean, I can't walk to the west. So who said that's good for me? Maybe I want to walk to the west. And since it's not good for me, so you can't do an Erev without asking me. So Gemara is saying, you see a Chumrah, that Erev Tchumim, you can't do without asking. Mashen get Ruvei Chetzeres, you could do without asking. So you would think maybe the Mekel Be'eriv is only by Chetzeres, not by Tchumim. Kamash v'lo, it's even by Tchumim. Now Tosfos asks that Heichim Mucha Mahacha that Ruvei Tchumim Chamiri. How do you see from it that Ruvei Tchumim is more Chamer? Haloina Tam Tali B'Chaimer. It's not because of Chumer. El Mishum Dein Chav V'Lod V'Efano. The reason is because it's bad for him, and it can't be Zeicha for someone. Something's not good for him. What do you see? It's more Chamer. That Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos answers, "V'yashloim ram kamokel mucher shaper the chemir tfei," because he says it's still muchach that it's more chamer. Because even if you know that he wants to go to that direction tomorrow, you still can't make an error for him. So you see, it has something that's more chamer. Like upon him, but the kasha is a good kasha. L'cher, what's the raya? But come on, Gemara is saying there's a raya from here that eruvei tchumim is more chamer. You would think you don't say mekel be'eriv kamash lo ramashuv me'levi that we paskin like Rabbi Yechem ben Uri even by eruvei tchumim. Ravashi Amar, a third Mahalach Amar. It's just asking, I mean, you would say that maybe the whole klal of Mekel Be'eriv, Hanemili B'Shiur Erev, is only by an Erev that was already a good Erev, and this is left over from Erev. Avotchilas Erev, when you start making Erev, Eim Eloi, you don't say this klal of Mekel Be'eriv. And we're not Tamer Eloi, the Shonel B'Shiur Erev, the Tchilas Erev. Where do you find this idea? It's different from an Erev that was there already, or a new Erev. So I'll show you where you find this idea. The Tanan. The halacha is that when you make an Erev Chetzeres, there's a certain shear for it. You have to have either a certain amount of sudas for everyone, or at least one full amount of suda. But halacha is, let's say you made an Erev Chetzeres once a year, let's say you made it at Pesach time, and in the middle of the year it got eaten up to that there's very little left, there's no shear left. Halacha is, you don't need a shear. You only need a shear when you're starting off the Erev. Once the Erev is made already, as long as something's left, it's enough. So you find this idea that Shiuri Erev is more kuladik than starting off the Erev. That's not. Amrav Yosi, Medvar Amurim, that you need a Shiur Erev, you need a certain amount, but Tchilas Erev, only when you're making the Erev. Have a Shiuri Erev, when it's left over of the Erev, fill a kol Shiurim a little bit, it's enough. V'le Amru La'arev Chatzeres, the only reason why they gave a Shiur for Erev Chatzeres, Elekadish L'shishtakech Teiras Erev V'atanaikis. So the children shouldn't forget that such a din of Shiur Erev for Erev Tchumim, like Rashi explains. The Gemara is saying that Erev Chetzeres really doesn't need a shear. And the only reason it needs a shear is, the only reason it needs a certain amount is only because the Erev Tchumim needs an amount. And we don't want you to forget that Erev Tchumim needs an amount, Therefore, Misak and Erev Chatzeres needs a share. But once you made the Erev, and then someone's eaten up, then it's good enough. It's a good enough Erev since it started off as a good Erev. So the Gemara says that you would think that the din of Mekel Be'erev is only by Shiuri Erev, which anyway is, has a Kula, it doesn't need a share. But maybe when you start off making Erev, Erev Tchumim, or even start making Erev Chatzeres, maybe you don't go by the Mekel Erev. Kamash V'lon, then you go by the Mekel Be'erev, even by beginning, and that's why we have to say that we pass on Rechem Nuri, because that's like a Tchilos Erev, and you wouldn't know for Mekel Be'erev alone. And that's the three Mahalchim in our Gemara, why we need both Rav Yeshua and Levi's. One Rav Yeshua and Levi's say we pass in that that a person who's sleeping is Koine Shvisa, and number two, Kol HaMekel Be'erev, we pass in like that, Man Diyama, who's Mekel Be'erev. So the Gemara Vait, Rav Yaakov, now we're going to go into some Kloli Psak. Rav Yaakov and Rav Zeker Omru, Halacha K'Rav Akiva Mechaveroi. When you have Mechleikus Rav Akiva and another Yachid, you pass like Rav Akiva. Halacha Rav Akiva Uki Rav Yosi Mechaveroi. You pass like Rav Yosi, even if he's connected to Rav. Uki Rebbe Mechaveroi. And you pass like Rebbe when he's connected to Yachid. Mara says, L'mai Hilchasa. What does that mean, L'mai Hilchasa? Rashi explains, when you told me these rules now, that we pass like Rav Akiva Mechaveroi, and Rav Yosi Mechaveroi, is that fact, and you don't have to ask, this is the way it is, or it means something else? L'mai Hilchasa, what exactly do you mean by saying these rules? So there's a machlokes, three-way machlokes, what these rules mean. Rav Asi Yom HaHalacha. Rav Asi said these rules are written in stone, that the halacha is like Rav Akiva, and the halacha is like Rav Yosi Mechaveroi. That's what means halacha. Rav Chiya Ba'ovin Oma Matin. It doesn't mean that we paskin like that. It doesn't mean it's mamish, this is the way it is. But we tiptoe Ra that way, towards Rav Yosi. For example, towards Rav Yosi, even Makam Rabban, we try to paskin like Rav Yosi. And if someone asks, a Yachid comes to ask me a Shaila, I paskin like Rav Yosi. But we don't put out by the drashas, we don't say this. That's a matemiz. Rav Yosi Chamanino Omar Nirin. You don't even do that. You don't even pass it to the Yachid. Just if someone does like Rav Yosi, kineged the Rabbim, you don't switch. You let him keep that psak. Let him keep that psak. So it's a much lesser of a darga of halacha. First, my name Rav says halacha lemaisa. Even passing a Rabbim like that. Rabbi says to Yachid, you tell him like that, not Rabbim. Rav Shlomo says only if it's done already do you let it stay like that. And it's the same three machleikism over here, it's halacha or matra nirin, is said about Rav Yaakov Ve'idi's rules also. Koloshon HaZom Rav Yaakov Ve'idi, Om Rav Yechanon, Rav Meir V'Rav Yehuda, halacha Rav Yehuda. When you have machleikus Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, we pass in like Rav Yehuda. What about Rav Yehuda V'Rav Yosi? We pass in like Rav Yosi. Ve'ein Tzarech Loima, and that's Pashit, when it's Rav Meir V'Rav Yosi, halacha Rav Yosi. Why? Because Hashta Mokim Rav Yehuda less. We just said Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, who do you go like? You go like Rav Yehuda. So if Rav Meir v'Makar Rav Yehuda is less, v'Makar Rav Yosi invite you. Of course, Rav Meir v'Makar Rav Yosi, who Rav Yosi is bigger than Rav Yehuda, so of course you don't pass in like Rav Meir v'Makar Rav Yosi. Omar Rav Asi, Afani loymed Rav Yosi v'Rav Shimon halacha Rav Yosi. I can also learn now the Fidus Klalim that Rav Yosi v'Rav Shimon we pass like Rav Yosi. Why? Dom Rav Abba Rav Yechon, Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon. If it's Rav Yechon, it's Rav Yehuda v'Rav Shimon. Halacha k'Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda. If you have Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, it's halacha k'Rav Yehuda. So now, hashto makan Rav Yehuda less. So now, if we're saying that Rav Shimon is not bigger than Rav Yehuda, but makan Rav Yosi, who is better than Rav Yehuda, Mabayi, so it would postulate Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, it will go like Rav Yosi. Mabayi lehu, Rav Meir v'Rav Shimon mai. What about Rav Meir and Rav Shimon? Both of them are the lowest levels. Rav Meir don't pass like Rav Meir, can I get Rav Yehuda? Don't pass like Rav Shimon, can I get Rav Yehuda? What are Rav Meir and Rav Shimon mai? Teiku. I don't know. We have to wait till Elyonavi comes to help us pass on that one. So on these rules also, we have a three-way machlekes. It doesn't mean to say it's always halacha, or it's matin, or nirin. So the Gemara Vayta, Om Rav Misharshia, Leslu Lahani Klala. Rav Misharshia says, Leslu Lahani Klala. All these rules you just gave, we don't pass like that. That's what Rav Misharshia says. Mnola Rav Misharshia, how does he know that? So now, the Gemara is in a coming the next Omid Gemara. The Gemara bring a bunch of different cases from all over Shas, so some of them Meirvin also, all different cases where there's Machlaikasim, and it looks like it doesn't stem with the rules. And Shas says we don't pass on like those rules. So he says, how do we know? You like Mahad Tanan, it says in the Mishnah, this isn't our Mishnah. Rav Shimon Aimer, Lama Adava Daimer. Our Mishnah says that what's the case where a guy has four amos next to someone else's four amos, what's it similar to? So the Mishnah said, our Mishnah said it's similar to Gimel Chatzeres HaPsucha Zu Azu. You have three courtyards. A courtyard is a place where there's two houses open to a courtyard. You have three courtyards. They're all open to each other. And HaPsucha Shirabim, they open to Shirabim. So it says in our Mishnah, Irvu Shtayim HaKitzayinois Imam Tzayois, the two outside guys, Chatzeres, made an air with the middle one, he mataris imam, he mataris imam. The middle one, it could carry to the outer ones carry to the middle ones. And two outer ones are also zoom zoom. They can't carry from A to C. That cannot be carried. But Amar Rav Chaim Bar Guri, Amar Rav Aloch Rav Shimon, and Rav Chaim Bar Guri says he passing like Rav Shimon. And we know that there's a chalkim on that. There's chalkim, there's other man yama holes there that they're all usher. And the reason why it's usher there, we'll see the Gemara later on, Daf Mem Tes on Beis, Daf Nun. We're going to see there, Daf Mem Tes, on Daf Mem Tes, we'll see the Gemara there says the reason why it's usher is because you can't, the middle guy can't have two Erev Chaseris. He can't be living here and there at the same time. Akpam, there's a man yama argues, and who's the man yama who usually argues on Rav Shimon? It's Rav Yehuda. Man Paula Gala, Rav Yehuda. And what do we say? We pass the Rav Shimon. Va'amrit, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Lachak, Rav Yehuda. We just set a rule that we have Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. You're passing like Rav Yehuda. And here we see passing Rav Shimon. Elo lav shmamino. Lest do you see this klolim, these rules are not true. So Rav Shashi wants to say these rules are not true because we find Machlekes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. And who's usually the Baprokta of Rav Shimon? It's Rav Yehuda. That's the stamp Baprokta, like Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat, he tries to say, because since our Mishnah, there's a Rav Yehuda before Rav Shimon, it must be he's the chaylik akapanim, but it's v'chaylik Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, and we see pasuk Rav Shimon doesn't fit with the rules. El Shemamin Alastu, we see don't hold the rules. The Gemara says no. My kasha, what's the kasha? Dilma heichad itma itma. When it says a memra that Allah is like the other man, the Yamar itma heichad loy itma. If there's no clear psak, then we go with the rules. Heich loy itma loy itma. Don't ask me a kasha. If the rules are true, there are exceptions to the rules. With no exception, if we don't hear about exception, then we go with the rules. So he tells Rav Shashio, what do you know? What, that's not a raya. So Ella Maha may have raya from this Mishnah. Mishnah later also on in the Masechta, the Tanan. It's the end of the fifth paragraph. The Tanan says in the Mishnah later on, Eir shal yachiv v'nasis shal rabim. If you have all these cases, you don't get every single word in it. Don't worry about it. Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to learn this more theme when we get up there in the Masechta. So it says in the Mishnah, the Tanan, Eir shal yachiv v'nasis shal rabim. You have a Eir shal yachiv, which means it was not a shush rabim. It wasn't an Eir of 600,000 according to Rashi. According to Orosh, it means it was a privately owned city. Vinasa Sharabim became a rabbin. So Maravan school, let him make an area around the whole city. Since it wasn't a Sharabim, people won't assume that it's a Sharabim and they won't forget about the Issa itself. But Sharabim, Vinasa Sharyachid, but if you have a city that was Sharabim and it became Sharyachid, Im Aravan school, you're not allowed to make the whole thing an area of the whole city. Why not? Because you don't want them to forget about that you're not allowed to carry. There's a certain area you can't carry. You have to make a hacker. There's some place here that you can't carry. So what do you leave? You leave a space without an Erev, like a city called Chadash in Yehuda, which was how big? It has 50 residences. They have Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, I mean, no, you don't need so much. You don't need such a big area. It's enough. If you leave three courtyards of two batim each, three courtyards of six batim, you leave that area without an Erev, that's enough. We're passing like Rav Shimon. Oman Paul Galah, who argues, like we've seen in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda. We just said a klal, a rule, that we pass like Rav Yehuda, connect Rav Shimon. Here we see, passing Rav Shimon. So Rav Misharashia says, Akar Chu don't hold these rules. So Gemara says again, the same tarot. My kusha, Dilma Hachanami, Hechad Itmar Itmar. If it says that beforeish that we pass like Rav Shimon, that's fine. Hechad Loy Itmar, Loy Itmar. If it doesn't say beforeish with Allah, then we go with the rules. Like the Ritva speaks out that a lot of his kashas weren't set together because once we know the tarots one time, we know the tarots a second time. So you have to say that there were different amaram, maram as the kashas different times. And we're saying the same tarots that Ramasharshi, what's your raya? If we don't know, then we say go with the rules. But if we have something klar, then we don't go with these rules. So we want to go further and look for more rayas that Ramasharshi could bring that the rules are don't stem. We'll continue on tomorrow's daf, Mitzvah Hashem.